All right, biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us, as always, by the Granada Theater. You can go to their website, granadatheater.com, check out their show listings. We have five candidates this week for the biggest shows coming to town. Let's run through the list. This way you won't miss out on any big acts rolling through the Metroplex. Candidate one, tomorrow night at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Lyle Lovett.
Oh, look at this. He's doing one of those shows where the dogs jump through the hoops. Always divisive on this show, Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, George and the Bird Dogs are warring with Lyle Lovett.
You're in a turf war with Lyle Lovett.
No, not true. I have tremendous respect for what he's done. He's had a great career, got a nice voice.
But what?
He just... I'm sorry, his songs just don't move my needle much. I know in this state that's a state offense and you should be up on charges, but
his voice is just like, so comforting.
He's got a great voice. I didn't like this song.
Well, I don't know about this song. I hear Bullfrog back there singing bass. It's pretty loved by real Texans, George.
I know.
George is born in Illinois, though. I can't expect you to fully get
San Antonio, sir.
Well, I love it. Plays a calling to the sunrise, Georgie.
Yeah.
That change anything for you?
No, that's a great show.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, Friday night at the Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth. It's Dia de los Toadies, featuring the Toadies and the ticket's own Rhett Miller.
That's a big show.
This is Rhett, huh?
No. That Panther Island Pavilion has become quite the place. They got concerts out there two or three times a week now.
What's that setup like?
It's a stage like right on that area of the West Trinity, you know, where they've cleaned it up. And there's areas where you can, like, float and listen to a concert.
They also have that Untapped Beer Festival out there every year.
Yeah, they've got all sorts of events out there.
Is it like an amphitheater with a big grassy knoll?
No.
Really? No, like I want to go.
Just like a stage and a lot of, you know, room just to sit down on grass.
Okay.
The way I understand it. But, it's cool.
So the Toadies have had how many hits? I guess this one and Possum Kingdom. So Rhett's doing a show by himself, right? I mean, like, he's performing by himself.
Right.
Okay.
All right,
so go ahead and turn off this song.
That's candidate just, number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the JEXA Pavilion, Kings of Leon.
So they're back and rolling now?
I wonder if Mark Falwell is going to be out there.
See his brothers?
Yeah.
This is Caleb Falwell, Nathan Falwell, Jared Falwell, and Matthew Falwell.
Yeah. Going on.
And Mark was kicked out of the band.
Yeah.
For being too drunk, which is odd in that band.
He just didn't have enough time. He's doing too many games.
Somebody.
You know,
his voice is annoying, according to God.
I saw them about 3 or 4 years ago at JEXA.
Good show?
Well, I went with people who were really into them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it, buddy.
No,
there's nothing to get. There's nothing to get. Alert. Alert.
Now, I think they're big OU fans, so I'm going to cut them a little
support
slack.
Support them? All right.
Yeah. And they weren't god-awful. I just didn't get it.
Just didn't grab you.
God says they were awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were god awful.
All Our candidate for biggest show coming to town Saturday night at the American Airlines Center, the comedic stylings of Aziz Ansari.
Oh my gosh, this guy.
I was eating
awesome.
At one of my favorite restaurants in New York not too long ago, and I was having dinner with a friend. He's like, Aziz, what have you been up to? And I said, shut up. 50 Cent is sitting over there, and I need to hear everything he says. And 50 Cent did not disappoint. 50 Cent, the rapper, ordered a grapefruit soda. The waiter brings him a grapefruit soda. And then 50 Cent said the greatest thing anyone could ever say when they see a grapefruit soda. He looks at the waiter and he goes, why isn't this purple? And it took me a few seconds. And then I realized, oh my God, 50 Cent has no idea what a grapefruit is.
Does he do a comedy set too?
You're an idiot. He is hilarious.
Just having fun.
Is that the American Airlines Center, did you say? Oh, my God.
You like him on Parks and Rec?
You know, I don't really watch that show, but he is hilarious on that. He is much stronger, I think, than the show is.
Have you seen his rant about what he calls different things, different items like
food? Yeah, chicky parm and all that. Man, he is
how forks
fun.
Are food rakes.
Hardline had him on. Oh, yeah. Was that last year when they had him on?
Yeah.
Funny. That's great that he's doing the AAC.
Radio take an Aziz Ansari field trip at training camp? Didn't they go to L.A. to see him?
I don't know.
I wish we knew.
Yeah, I do wish we knew.
Maybe last year, not this
that
year,
may have been
but
last year.
Year.
Maybe. Funny.
All right, in Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night as well at the Verizon Theater, the comedic stylings of the Ticket's own Steve Harvey.
And right after that, here come my other son. He said, Dad, I got a surprise for you. I said, what's that? When I come in tomorrow from school, I'm going to have a tattoo. I said, yeah, what time you get home? He said, I'll be home about 5:30. I said, cool, 6:30 it'll be gone. Dad, you can't take no tattoo off at home. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. When you bring me, you bring your little arm in here and show me your tattoo, bring a book of matches in here and a sponge. I'm going to show you how you get your little tattoo off.
Funny.
Yeah, he was oddly taken with us that night.
Yes.
What was that, an A-Ward Awards or something?
Yep,
something.
It's an award show, and he was hosting it, and we were presenting.
He said the Musers brought it.
Yeah.
Best host of Family Feud?
Gosh, man, that is
a job I'd
love to
have. It's hard to be above Richard
Dawson,
but he is funny on it, though.
We'll watch the tape and we'll see.
Okay, all right. Just can't make any decision.
Jeez. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it Candidate 1 tomorrow night at the Bass Hall? Lyle Lovett. Candidate 2 Friday at Panther Island Pavilion. Dia de los Toadies with the Toadies and Rhett Miller. Candidate 3 Friday at JEXA, Kings of Leon. Candidate 4 Saturday at the AAC, Aziz Ansari.
Brown.
Or Candidate 5 Saturday at Verizon, Steve Harvey.
Black.
George. Oh.
Jeez.
Well, I don't really get it, but I guess I'll go with Kings of Leon.
White.
All right, Gordo.
I'll go with the great Rhett Miller and the Toadies.
White.
Yeah, you don't have to name every band
Sean?
Member.
Rhett Miller and the Toadies.
Jer.
Aziz Ansari.
I should have voted.
Fernando.
Steve Harvey Oswald.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Well, I'm going to vote for Aziz Ansari. So we have a tie.
Can I change my vote?
Sure.
I'll vote for Aziz. That way he can win. Yeah.
There you
go.
Love
him.
3 votes to 2 to 1. Biggest show Saturday, American Airlines Center, Aziz Ansari.